Phantom has, I believe, to be the biggest golf outing of the year, or the biggest golf outing in the Thumb, on Friday, September 11th. We span across four courses: Rolling Hills in Cassidy, Ubley Heights, Verona Hills in Bad Axe, and Century Oaks in Elkton is our new course this year.
That's awesome. Now, how much did you raise last year?
I'm very proud to say last year we raised $146,000 from this outing.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, we have so many vendors, business owners, surrounding communities, employees, so many people that are so generous with giving and that support this cause. And so, I'm super proud of it, and I'm excited to be working on it again this year.
Well, you should be. And it goes to a great cause. Now, you need to understand that the Aspire Rural Health System Foundation is separate from Aspire Rural Health. This is a nonprofit, and they raise funds to help with different charitable type events or procedures?
Well, we are raising money for our hospitals. So specifically for our golf outing, we are raising money for three projects within our system. So Aspire Deckerville, we are doing a hospital lobby expansion project there. That's the new project for this year. Aspire Hills and Dales in Cassidy, we have 9 inpatient rooms on the second floor to update. And so that's the project there.
Okay.
In 2017, we did a huge renovation. And so half of the side of the inpatient rooms are enlarged, bigger, more modernized, have more technology, all kinds of things. So now it's time to update the remaining 9.
Good.
And then finally, the last project is at Aspire Marlette Regional Hospital. We are doing Marlette Family Healthcare renovations. And again, that's going to be a little more detailed, with removal of some walls, adding some new reception, a check-in window, installing updated cabinets and countertops, flooring, and some additional provider offices as well.
Okay. Well, I know on top of that, you guys have done things for prostate cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness, all types of stuff. You just got done with that Jeep run.
We did, and it was very successful.
It was.
We had 81 participants. I want to say 36 Jeeps. We raised $6,500 for B Cups, breast cancer prevention.
And you
actually
had breast cancer survivors there.
We had 6 survivors.
That's
there.
Awesome.
It was a new event for us this year, but we loved it. And we got good feedback from it. We're going to do it again next year.
Good.
Yes. So a little bit later in this broadcast, I believe I will be talking about our B Cups again.
B Cups, yeah.
Related to the Pink Out for Cancer Clash.
Okay.
So I'll be talking about that in a bit.
Well, let's talk about the golf outing.
So to continue about golf, as I mentioned, we have 4 courses that we're spanning across. So I should let everyone know Verona and Ubley are now full for golf teams, but we still are looking for teams at Century Oaks. We have 3 spots available and 6 spots available at Rolling Hills. Rolling Hills is 9 holes for the day, so it's a half a day, $300.
Okay.
Century Oaks is 18 holes. We're doing 18 holes there, and that's $500. So again, 6 spots open at Rolling Hills and 3 spots open at Century Oaks. So we would love any golfers, and you don't have to be a serious golfer. This outing spans across from, you know, the best of the best golfers to people that just really enjoy it, enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy being out for the day. It's a lot of fun. It's honestly the funnest event for me, I think, but it's also the most work.
I can imagine the work that goes into it.
Well, it's not just me. It is a village of people. We have a golf committee. Also, Brooke Mallory, who is the foundation specialist, she is a huge part of making this seamless, as well as the golf committee. We have some community members. I don't think I could name all the names, but it takes a village of us to pull this off. And everyone is so helpful. I'm grateful to them.
Yeah. So do you have openings for sponsors still?
Yes. Something else. just to reiterate what your day would look like if you do want to golf. So if you join our event, we have coffee and donuts in the morning. We have lunch on the turn. We have games throughout all the courses. We have a huge dinner at the end, and it's, you know, 2 to 3 meets. It's a full meal, as well as awards. And then we have prizes for all the division winners. In addition to all of that, we also do silent and live auctions. So each course will have silent auctions across the board, as well as we haven't decided yet which courses, but at least 2 of the courses will have live auction items. And we have some pretty cool things. We got some Detroit Lions tickets, some Mikasa stays, some bigger experiences that will be raffled off that I'm really excited about.
You're not going to tip your head on it either. I can
Let's
tell.
Keep you guessing. You got to come and check it out. But in addition to all of that I just said, our sponsorship. So we have our sponsorship ranges from $300 hole sponsor all the way up to being an event sponsor at $5,000. So there is something for everyone. And you know what? Sometimes I'd like to say, well, if a financial or a monetary donation does not work for someone, because truly not everybody can do that, we take in-kind donations. We take gift cards, things like that. It doesn't have to just be money, you know.
Right.
It could be a gift card back to your business. We also have something, a game. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, the big dino where the golfers chip a ball in and they win something if they get it in the dino's mouth or the dino's hand. And so that is another way, too, for businesses to advertise. If anybody's interested, any business that wanted to sponsor our event using the dino, we could certainly do that. And they hang their banner. And this dino is huge. I mean, I don't know if it's 25 feet. They're huge. You can't miss it. So if the business wanted to advertise their banner on that, we are open to do that as well. I mean, and like I said, we're spanning 440 golfers for the day. So that's just how many people seeing your advertisement. There's pictures taken that will be shown on social media. It's good advertisement for your business.
Yeah, it is. And it's all going to a good cause.
Absolutely. Back to those 3 projects I mentioned.
And of course, you know me, I can't get around it. So you're going to be golfing. You get that. That's included.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, they're going to take care of you all day long. Coffee and donuts. You got dinner. And trust me, it's not just a sit down, you know, meat potato. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of you. So you are getting so much more for your donation than just golf. And like she said, there are many opportunities. If you aren't able to be an event sponsor or a hole sponsor, contact them. They're creative. They've got other things they can do to help you and help the foundation.
Absolutely. Our deadline is August 27th for sponsorship and teams.
That's coming up.
It's less than a month away. I know. I have one other thing to mention. We have our big 50-50 raffle. 3 winners this year of $25,000 in total prizes. I don't know if that grasps anybody's ear, but 3 winners, $25,000 in total prizes. It could be you. Imagine what you could do with $15,000.
Yeah.
Basically, we're selling raffle tickets for $20 each. First place prize is $15,000. Second place is $7,000. And third place is $3,000. There's only 2,500 tickets sold. You do not need to be present to win. We are drawing September 11th, the day of the golf outing at Century Oaks. Again, you do not have to be present to win. This is available online as well. You can buy tickets online. If you go out to aspirerhs.org, find the foundation, you can purchase a ticket that way as well. But again, you don't see too many 50-50 raffles for this amount of money.
No, not hardly ever.
Exactly. Last year, we gave away $25,000 to one person, which was super fun, obviously. But we're trying to spread the wealth a little bit this year, so we decided to have 3 prizes.
I would take 15.
I would take three.
Yeah.
I got a kid that needs to drive soon. We need to find a car. I could put that money to good use, I'm sure.
$3,000 isn't anything to sneeze at. So, yeah, that's awesome that you're sharing that amongst three winners instead of just one.
Absolutely. So think about it out there. If you're interested, just imagine what you could do with the extra cash for $20. I mean.
Right. And you can actually contact them. I know she'll get to it, but you can contact them and they will get the tickets to you.
We will come see you. I'll give you my phone number, 989-912-6275. 989-912-6275.
Now, can they email you as well?
Yes. And email, text, call, get on our website. There are multiple ways to get in touch with us, and we will get back to you.
And it's stephanie.langenberg@aspirerhs.org.
Very good. Yes. Okay. It's such a long email, I know.
Hey.
You got it,
and
though.
If you need to know the spelling, it's stephanie.langenberg. So that's stephanie.langenberg@aspirerhs.org. And I know they're looking forward to phone calls, emails, anything. And you're going to be looking forward to winning $3,000 to $15,000.
It's an exciting day. It really is. My heart gets beating very fast when we pull the ticket and you make the phone call to the person. It's exciting.
Yeah. And I know from past years, you guys have had a terrific turnout, not just for the golf, but also a good turnout on the 50-50 raffles.
We have sold out every year. There has not been a year that we did not sell all the tickets. And again, our committee works hard at trying to get, you know, trying to sell them. But also, you know, it's a big payout. It's exciting.
Well, that's awesome. And the three hospitals that they're doing events for is Deckerville Community Hospital, Hills and Dell Healthcare, and Marlette Regional Hospital. And again, that's to help provide things that benefit you when you're there getting care. So we're going to head to a commercial break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere.
Keep it locked on WHST FM 94.1 and WLEW AM 1340.
Let's go, girl.
And we won't tell anyone what you sound like in the shower.
All right. Have I mentioned that today is going to be basically perfect weather-wise? High of 76 with sunny skies. Can you say golf?
Good morning. A big ridge of high pressure continues to overspread the Great Lakes region and will dominate the pattern through tomorrow. By Friday afternoon, we'll start to see a little bit of cloudiness ahead of our next approaching system, which promises to bring some showers and thunderstorms as we look forward to Friday night and Saturday. Skies should start to clear for the second half of the weekend. Sunny skies today, 72 to 76. Northerly winds at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation, 0. Clear tonight, 57 to 61. Light northwest breeze, chance of rainfall, 0. Sunshine tomorrow, 76 to 80. A light north breeze, chance of precipitation remains near 0. Thursday night, clear, 59 to 63. Becoming partly sunny on Friday, 79 to 83. Showers and thunderstorms expected on Saturday. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Everyone deserves access to quality health, but for half the world's population, essential health services are out of reach. At AmeriCares, we know access to quality health saves lives. We care. It's our call to action. It's in our name, AmeriCares. AmeriCares about our communities, our neighbors, our families. AmeriCares about good health for a better world. Join us. Learn how at AmeriCares.org/good health.
Is your vehicle air conditioning not working like it should?
Are you ready for the hot days ahead? Now's the time for a summer checkup at Carg Automotive Muffler Man, across from Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. This is Bob Carg. Stop in for an oil change, summer inspection, and AC check to keep your vehicle running cool all season long. From brakes and shocks to mufflers, AC service, or major engine repairs, choose Carg Automotive, where price and quality meet. We'll do the job right the first time. Call 989-269-9741 or visit us at 127 West Huron Avenue, downtown Bad Axe. Carg Automotive, home of the free loaner car.
And welcome back to the What Do You Think program. Again, we have Stephanie Langenberg here from the Aspire Rural Health System Foundation. And we just went over, don't worry if you missed it, we'll get back to it, the golf outing. But I know she's got something really exciting to talk about, so I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie.
Good morning again. Now I want to talk about something, our next event after golf, which is 1 week after golf, the Pink Out for Cancer Clash, a football game, Brown City Green Devils versus Marlette Red Raiders. It is Friday, September 18th. It's a football game, obviously. We tailgate from 4:30 to 6:30, and kickoff is at 7. The game is going to be in Brown City this year. Admission is $5 a person, or if you purchase a t-shirt, that will get you in the game, and most people wear the t-shirt.
And the t-shirt is a Pink Out for Cancer.
Correct, yes. And t-shirts are $20. You can go online at aspirerhs.org to see everything about this event. But again, it's a Pink Out for Cancer Clash. It's a football game for with Brown City versus Marlette in Brown City. Tailgating, Brower's Farm will be there with some really great food. They never disappoint. They're always really great. 4:30 to 6:30. Kickoff is 7 p.m. again, and admission is $5 a person unless you have a t-shirt, and those can be purchased in advance. In addition to that, Tri-County Bank in Marlette and Kohler Propane in Brown City are selling, or do have all of this advertisement at their facilities, as well as QR codes. People can buy shirts there. That is where shirts will be delivered as well. So if you're from Brown City and you purchase a shirt online, you can go back to Kohler Propane and get the t-shirt. So we've tried to make it easy at three locations, pickup in Cass City, Marlette, and Brown City.
Well, and you will have them available for sale at the event itself.
Correct.
As well.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
One other thing included with that event is we are holding a raffle. And these, I don't know if I brought the flyer, but I remember what they are. You got it. Great.
I do.
So we are selling raffle tickets, one for $10, three for $25, and you can win some really awesome prizes. The first place prize is Milwaukee tool set, which is valued at $1,000. Yeah. The second place prize is Zender Splash Village gift card of $500.
Oh, wow.
That's like a weekend getaway for a family of four.
No kidding.
Doing all kinds of things. And that's Zender's gift card. So you could do the hotel water park, or you could do anything Zender's related.
That's awesome.
It is really great. I would use that for my kids. And third place is the Nebo Jump Starter and Air Compressor. And again, this is great for college kids. Keep it in your car in the winter. You know, you break down, you get a flat tire. Super helpful.
Sure beats getting an air compressor out. Just plug it in. There you go.
This is like handheld.
Oh,
super
yeah.
Small, easy to do. I do want to give out a huge shout out to Kohler's Propane. Each year, when we do this game, well, I shouldn't say each year, it's every other year. Kohler Propane, though, sponsors all of these items. So we appreciate that so much. He purchased these items to do for a raffle. Again, we thank them. He's so great to work with and always so giving and generous.
And nobody gives you gas like Kohler.
Love it. And so these tickets, if you're interested in raffle tickets, you can get them at Kohler Propane in Brown City or Tri-County Bank in Marlette or at the Foundation in Cass City.
Okay.
These are available. These are not online. That's the only difference with our other raffle that we're doing. That's online. This one is not. There are 500 tickets for this, and we will be selling tickets at the game as well. So if you haven't got tickets, you're going to be at the game, we certainly can get them there as well.
And it's getting that time of the year. It's football season, so great way to get out, enjoy a football game, and a good cause.
And speaking of cause, this Pink Out for Cancer Clash, just as it says, all of the proceeds go back to our B Cups program, Breast Cancer Prevention and Understanding. And if you don't know what our B Cups program is, it is a program that helps our patients that do not have health insurance or they are underinsured. For women that need a digital mammogram screening or a diagnostic mammogram, breast ultrasound, a biopsy, many of those things, some people that don't have insurance can afford to do. So Aspire does cover up to $2,000 per patient per calendar year for those associated costs. In addition to that, if unfortunately you are undergoing treatment for breast cancer, we do provide a $500 grant every 6 months as long as you live within our counties, surrounding counties, Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, and you can reapply every 6 months. It's a great program.
It is. And you beat me to the punch at it. So people that don't know what B Cups is, that's a great program, and it helps people that can't afford to get the necessary screenings that they need.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we all know someone that has or had breast cancer. I mean, it's so widely known now. So it warms my heart to know that having this event goes back to help people that really need it.
Yes. That's it. Both of these. I mean, you can't get away from the fact that your donations and your participation are benefiting not just Aspire, but the people that they're touching through these.
Yes, absolutely. And at the game last year, we did a baseball softball game. It was not a football game. And that was our first time doing a game. And it is so touching. At halftime, you know, we had a cancer survivor speak and talk about using this program. And just as she's talking, you're getting chills. Like, number one, just going through that alone is extremely difficult. It's hard on the person itself, but it's also hard on their family and everyone that loves them and wants to help them. And so that's what I love about our rural communities and small towns. We all come together to help each other. And like, I could cry talking about it right now. I just, you know, I know a lot of people. And so I am so proud to be involved with this program and to be an Aspire employee and to just give back. It means everything, and you see it, and you see how grateful these people are. I can't say it enough. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Melissa Mel, who is the owner of Bayport Inn. She went through breast cancer. She's a survivor. She used our B Cups program, and not only did she give back to it, she had an event at her business and gave back all proceeds from that event back to B Cups.
Wow.
As well as she joined our Jeep Run, she was a sponsor, she is constantly giving back. And so if that doesn't bring the full circle around and warm your heart to see, like, people do appreciate it, and you are helping them at their worst time of their life.
Yes. That's
So it makes me proud to be able to help people and work something like this. And we have a great group. Again, we have a great committee that helps with this event, as well as sponsors. Marlette, Brown City, they're very giving in those areas. And so they really pull all the strings and bring all the people in. And so we're expecting a really big turnout.
And it's a big thank you to everybody, not just sponsors, but like you said,
the community in itself, volunteers, the schools are involved, both Brown City Schools, Marlette Schools. We've had meetings with them already. Super great people to work with. We all have this in the forefront and are trying to make this the biggest and best it can be. And we couldn't do it with all of these, without all of these people, the communities, right. the vendors, the employees, the volunteers, the schools.
Village.
It takes a village. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, boy, I tell you, you're always busy. But,
we are.
Definitely want to let you know the annual golf outing, can't miss it. If you like golf, you like outdoors, you like social life, you like winning prizes, it's a great place to go for all of it. That's going to be Friday, September 11th at Century Oaks, Rolling Hills, Ubley Heights, and Verona Hills. And you said Century Oaks and Rolling Hills are the only two that aren't already sold out.
Correct.
And they're limited because they're filling quick.
They are. And our goal is to fill them all. Rolling Hills has 6 openings left. Century Oaks, 3 openings.
Wow. Well, if you're listening, you're going to want to hurry and get registered right away if you hope to get out there and be a part of that. And don't forget, they've got the 50-50 raffle.
$25,000 in prizes to give away. Somebody's going to win $15,000, $7,000, and $3,000. And I don't know about you, but I could use any any yep. of that. And again, it goes back to a good cause. It goes back right. to our projects, to our hospitals, just trying to help the community.
So if you want to be a sponsor, you want to sign up to have a foursome, you want to donate, but you're not sure how to because you don't have $300, but you've got something else, call them. Let them know. They'll work with you and they'll figure something out. They're very good at that and grateful for everything they can get.
Absolutely. I mean, we are so grateful. I remember walking around, and I'll just use Bad Axe as an example. So when we're in the community, and we are trying to make baskets per community. So in Bad Axe, if we get gift cards from restaurants and a hotel or bar or Walmart, wherever it is, and then we can put all of that together for a really good prize, then it's like somebody bids on it, and, oh, I can spend a day in Bad Axe, and I have 8 gift cards to use in the area. And it yeah. all goes back to our communities.
Right. And that's one thing that we're big on is shop local.
Absolutely.
Keep money here.
100%. Couldn't agree more.
So if you need to get in touch with them, you can go to aspirerhs.org. You can find information on there about not just this, but all their events. If you need to contact them, information's on there. But Stephanie Langenberg is her name. You can call her at 989-912-6275. Or if you prefer email, you can reach out to her at stephanie.langenberg@aspirerhs.org. And they also have the big event, the Pink Out for Cancer Clash. That's September 18th, you said?
Correct.
Okay. And that's going to be the Brown City Green Devils versus the Marlette Red Raiders football game. And that is September 18th. Tailgates from 4:30 to 6:30. And you'll want to make sure you hit that. That's a great time. But kickoff is at 7 o'clock. And again, they can get t-shirts.
Admission is $5 per person, or if you purchase a t-shirt in advance or at the game, t-shirts are $20, that will get you into the game.
All right.
And all of the information is available on our website. You can see what the t-shirt looks like. You can see the raffle items.
And again, the raffle.
Yes.
Great prizes there from some really generous sponsors to make it possible. The guys, I know you're going to want to get in on that Milwaukee tool set worth $1,000. I don't know a guy that can't use that. Zinder's Splash Village Hotel and Water Park, a $500 gift certificate to there. Or the Nebo 1500 Jump Starter Air Compressor. What a handy thing to keep. I mean, women, you can use that jump start your car easy. Don't need cords. It just plugs in. You jump it right from this little battery device. Or you can use it as an air compressor for your tires if you got low tires. Not to mention the kids. I mean,
absolutely. Something great. I was thinking about my daughter having that for, you know, now that she's on her own, and it's scary if the car breaks down and like I'm 2 hours away, you know. So it's, I think all of those things are a necessity to have nowadays, just in case.
And even kids at home pumping up the basketball or the bike tires. I mean, got to have it. So, again, we thank all the sponsors making this possible. We thank the volunteers that put their time in to make this possible. Everybody, the community, the schools, you just can't even, like you said, there's way too many to start going through and listing, but you know who you are.
And so, we are grateful, quite honestly. I mean, that is the first and foremost I do want to recognize and show that it does not go unnoticed, from the community members to business owners to vendors to employees, volunteers, schools, just as you mentioned, everybody that supports us in one way or another, it is truly appreciated, and it takes all hands on deck. So we really do appreciate it and notice it, and I that's why I love our small communities, because this is what we do.
Well, and when you see, you know, a raffle or something going on, you know it's that.
Right.
But you don't know who all's involved in it, making it possible. So you have to remember there are people, there are businesses, there are schools, communities making this happen. And it takes more than just one person. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody involved. And we definitely look forward to hearing more about, especially how that golf outing turns out. Maybe you can shatter your record.
And, I hope so. That's the goal.
And that Pink Out for Cancer Clash, of course, going to be a great time. Look forward to hearing who wins and who wins the 50-50 also.
It's very exciting.
But in the end, everyone's a winner.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We always look forward to having you. Well, that's going to be it for the What Do You Think program today. And if you want to hear it again or you've missed something, you can go online to thumbnet.net under the What Do You Think program, and it will be on there tomorrow. Have a great day.